I was asked to write a graphic novel, and I chose the story of the rich man and Lazarus. But before I actually made the decision of what I was going to write on, I had to decide, am I even willing to do this? Well, having grown up in this non-Christian home, the way that I came to be a reader was through reading comic books and then graduating to science fiction. That was my world. I loved that stuff. And because I knew that I had learned to read through comic books, and I also know that there's a lot of people, a lot of unbelievers and some believers too, who don't read much at all beyond graphic novels. Maybe they read Facebook and go to some websites, and that's about the extent of their reading other than graphic novels. Well, then my thought was, let's reach these people. I mean, most of my 45 books are not going to be read by a person who only reads graphic novels by definition, because I'd never written a graphic. So I actually went to a large bookstore, a Barnes & Noble, and went to the graphic novel section and stood there for an hour looking at graphic novels, kind of getting a feel for the modern graphic novel, which is somewhat different than the comic books and extended comic books I read as a child, but the same basic idea. And I was overwhelmed with a burden for the people coming in and sitting down and just reading these graphic novels. A burden for them in the sense that many of them looked like people with all the tattoos and the facial piercings and jewelry, and they just had the look of people who probably have never darkened the door of a church. Now, in Oregon, where I live, that's true of most people. They never go to a church. But it seemed particularly true of the people that I saw come and looking at these graphic novels, not only the teenagers, but people in their 20s, 30s, and older. And I thought, you know what? I would love to reach these people. So I'm going to take something from Scripture and bring the message of salvation and portray in this story Rich Man and Lazarus, but then integrating Christ and the gospel and his death and resurrection and eternal realities, heaven and hell, into this storyline. And I'm going to spell something out, hopefully with high quality art, that these people that I'm sitting here, standing here, praying for and watching, that they would read. And in fact, that's exactly what God did. The quality of the art in Eternity, this graphic novel, Javier Saltares did the art, and Javier is well known as a guy who's done Wolverine and has done Ghost Rider and has done at least one Batman cover. And he had done one other spiritually based comic called The Book of God that's really kind of a nonfiction account of the history of the Bible. So it was illustrated, technically not a graphic novel in that it wasn't fiction, but it was that same form. And that's when I first saw his art, and I was blown away with how good it was. And actually, his art in Eternity is even better. And the response has been so tremendous.